From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Amelia Teasdale's reporting for the Columbia paper that voters in the Ichabod Crane School District in the middle of Columbia County have a $40,190,782 proposed budget for the 2018-19 school year on the ballot May 15th in the high school gym from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. Besides the budget, voters must also decide on Proposition 2, purchasing four school buses for $476,020. A third proposition would create a capital reserve fund, and I quote, in an amount not to exceed $5 million with a probable term of 10 years, end quote. The fund is only for capital projects, which voters would still approve through special elections. Anne Regina Rose, John Antelec, Brendan Colunio, all incumbents, and Jessica Berner are running for the three open seats on the school board with three-year terms through June 30, 2021. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. As for the total proposed school budget, board member Jeff Owlett pointed out in a meeting, and I quote, our budget is now over $40 million, end quote. He said that was a big number, and the tax levy increase, which is 2.5%, is also higher than it has been. And I quote, this number affects, end quote, property owners in the district. Mr. Banyo said that this budget has no major cuts. And I quote, about 6 weeks ago, we were $1 million in the hole, end quote. Mr. Banyo said this budget has no major cuts. He said about the budget, and I quote, about 6 weeks ago, we were $1 million in the hole. We were really looking at making cuts, end quote. But after the board approved over a dozen retirements and the district cut the transportation department down from two bus runs to one, that made up the deficit. Also, the state aid amounts were announced earlier this month, and the district received a $408,000 increase. Board member Matthew Nelson said that though he supported the budget, he wanted to see the district, and I quote, push forward, end quote, on the academic front, and I quote, a lot of ideas were kicked around late, end quote, in the budget discussion that could have been added to the budget. He said, and I quote, I hope that we will redouble our efforts, end quote, to create a list of things that the district wants. Ms. Rose also stressed that point, saying board members should have conversations about what they want to see in the budget before the budget discussion even starts. Mr. Banyo said he and the board would start planning this summer. He talked about having a list of things that might include more advanced placement classes, more STEM, or science, technology, engineering, and math education, and foreign language programs. He also told the board that the administration was working on a long-term plan for the district. The board will host a budget hearing on Tuesday, May the 1st at 7 p.m. in the high school library. The annual school budget vote and board member election will be held on Tuesday, May 15th, with polls open from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. in the high school gymnasium on Route 9. In order to be eligible to vote, voters' names must appear on the county voter registration list or the school district listing. Rachel Silverstein reports in the Albany Times-Union that Democrat Andrew Cuomo and Democrat Working Families Party candidate Cynthia Nixon and Republican Mark Molinaro are not the only ones mounting campaigns to be the next governor of New York. The Green Party has Howie Hawkins running for the third time, and he was recently arrested protesting a gas storage facility on Seneca Lake. The Libertarian candidate is Larry Sharp from Queens. Gregory Krapsoff, a Westchester County resident, opened his own party called USA Jobs and is running for governor. And Reform Party candidate Joel Giambra of Buffalo also has aspirations for running the state. And you can read the full story to find out more about each candidate in the Albany Times-Union. Patricia R. Doxey is reporting in the Daily Freeman that Ulster County is holding May 8th public hearings about proposals on notifications by groups trapping stray and feral cats and another prohibiting the use of conversion therapy on minors. Those are planned for 6:15 and 6:20 p.m. respectively on May 8th at the Ulster County Legislature's chambers on the sixth floor of the county office building, 244 Fair Street in Kingston. The first law would mandate that residents within 1,000 feet of where cat trappings will occur are notified 5 days in advance. The second creates a misdemeanor for anyone working, and I quote, to change the sexual orientation or gender identity of anyone under the age of 18, end quote. And you can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. And finally, Audrey Matot reports in the Greenville Pioneer that Greenville approved its $7.2 million sewer district extension on April 16th. The project will extend the town's sewer 2,000 feet east on State Route 81 and a bit north on Route 32 in Greenville, adding 20 customers. The town has secured about $1.6 million in grant funding and is looking for more to lower the current $5.6 million price tag to Greenville taxpayers. Any homeowner with a current system older than 10 years is required to join the new service. And you can read that full story in the Greenville Pioneer. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For news, weather, and any other information, go to the WGXC website, WGXC.org.